So before we go weiter, just to pause for 1 second, this Gemara we learned has a few classics wrapped inside of it. Number one, the Gemara said, "Kala oisik b'toira lishma, teirasay nasis loy samachayim. V'chala oisik b'toira shaloy lishma, nasis loy samamavis." And Tosfos, Tav Tosfos on the Amud, asks the famous question that he asks in different places in Shas. He says, from this Gemara it sounds that if a person will learn Torah shaloy lishma, it's a very bad thing. Now, what does shaloy lishma mean? So that's already a major shaila. Ki yadua, there was a machlokes between Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim and the Baal HaTanya. But either way, whatever exactly lishma and shaloy lishma means, if someone's oisik b'teira lishma, teira sama d'chaim. And if someone's oisik b'teira shaloy lishma, nasis loy sama amavis. Frey Tosis, how does this reconcile with what Chazal say, lo oilam yasik adam b'teira, afilu shaloy lishma, shemitoich shaloy lishma, ba lishma. So there's a concept that everyone's ready to just learn Torah lishma, and sometimes you have to develop that ability, and it's something that you have to cultivate, and something you have to grow into. So what should a person do? If he's not in the madrig of learning Torah lishma, he shouldn't learn Torah at all. Chazal said, of course not. La'olam yasek adam Torah mitzvah afilu shaloy lishma, shemitoich shaloy lishma, ba lishma. So Frek Tosfos, how do you make sense of these two Chazals? These two Chazals that are often quoted in Shas, and they blatantly contradict each other. One Chazal says that if someone's oisik b'Torah shaloy lishma, his Torah is nasalei sam hamaves. Literally, he's eating poison when he learns Torah. And then you have a chazal. That chazal said just the opposite. No, lo'olam yasek adam b'Torah v'mitzvos afilu shaloy lishma. Because now everyone's on the madrig of learning Torah lishma. Learn shaloy lishma. Mitoich shaloy lishma ba lishma. So Tosfos says you have to say there are two dinim in shaloy lishma. Not all Torah shaloy lishma was created equally. There is the good type of shaloy lishma, and then there's the very not good type of shaloy lishma. Says Tosfos, if someone learns Torah shaloy lishma, meaning kidei sheyikra rebbe, he wants to have a nice title, or he wants kavod, so that's not Torah lishma. It doesn't have all the skulois of someone that's oisik b'Torah lishma, but at the same time, that type of shaloy lishma we can live with. In fact, we encourage it. La'olam yasek adam b'Torah v'mitzvos afilu shaloy lishma. So maybe at the onset of your career, you'll be learning Torah for kavod, but at some point, the Torah is going to get to you, and you're going to go from madrega to madrega until you're learning Torah 100% lishma. So when did Chazal say that the shaloy lishma is a bad thing? But if someone learns Torah, shaloy lishma, hainu, mi shaloy meid lekanter. You're learning, so like this, you should be able to chat with somebody else. You're learning, so like this, you'll have a few ideas, so like this, you'll be able to use it as a weapon. A weapon of destruction. Oh, if that's what you're learning Torah for, that Torah is a sam hamaves. That Torah is yaroif, miloshen v'arfu, miloshen hariga. That's when it's very, very dangerous and very not okay to learn Torah shaloy lishma. So it says Tosfos, there's two types of shaloy lishma. A shaloy lishma that's just lacking in the right kavanas, la'olam yasek adam b'Torah shaloy lishma, shemitoich shaloy lishma ba lishma. But if a person has some agenda, some dark agenda that he has, and it's as a result of that, he's a masmid and he sits and learns simply because he wants to be makanter other people, that's what Chazal said. If someone learns Torah shaloy lishma, nasas lo'y samamavis. That's just an important Tosfos on the Amud that's worth speaking out. But just one more ha'ara before we go back. This Rabbi Yirmiyah tells Rabbi Zeira. He tells him, listen, Rebbe, I want to hear Torah from you. So he told him, Chalash libay, I'm too shy, I'm pasha too weak, I can't. So he said, okay, lema mar milsa dagadata. Could you at least say agadata? And Rabbi Zeira said, yeah. For that already, I've koyach. You want me to say agadata? I could say agadata. The truth is, there's a very similar Gemara in two places in Shas. Brachis daf chavches and erevin daf chavches. Reading from Brachis Chavches Amad Aleph, Reb Zeira ki avicholish migirse. When Reb Zeira was weak, hava azal b'yosav apischa de Reb Nosson Bar Tuvi. He would sit at the doorstep of Reb Nosson Bar Tuvi. Amar, he said, ki chalfi rabbanon. When the rabbanon are going to pass, oz eikom mikamayu. I'm going to stand up for the rabbanon. Va'kabel agro, and I'm going to get schar. And the Gemara goes on and tells a story, but Reb Zeira was so weak that he couldn't learn, but he wanted to have some connection to Torah. So he said, you know what I'll do? I'll be mechabit talmidei chachamim. I'm going to sit at a crossroads where I know the yungalite, the bachrim, they're going to be passing by. And when they pass by, I'm going to get up. And by me getting up, I'll have some shaykhis to Torah. Because even though I'm not learning Torah, I'll be mechabit the Torah. So Reb Zeira is Reb Zeira. He needs no introduction. He's one of the most often quoted Amiram in Shas. But Reb Zeira wasn't well. He went through a period of significant illness. The Gemara talks about that in other places as well. And you see that there were times that Reb Zeira couldn't learn the Lamdis and all the Amar Reb Zeiras from Shas. So what did he do? Le'mamar milsa da'gadata. So he learned da'gadata. That's something that he was capable of learning. But then there were times like in Brachas Chavches and Erevin Chavches where he couldn't even do that. Where he wasn't even on the point level where you consider learning Torah. So what did Reb Zeira do then? So Reb Zeira said, at the very least, let me be sitting a pischa de Rav Nosem Bar Tuvi ki chaufi rabbon and eka mikabayo v'akabel agra, and by doing that I'll be able to be makabel schar as well. I was just thinking one hergish, I think it's pashut, that Reb Zeira standing up for the Talmud Chacham was doing what? Pashut, it was covered at Torah, right? That's what it was. So Reb Zeira couldn't learn Torah, but it could be mechabed the Torah. I think that's the pashut shot. But I think it's a little bit deeper than that. I think that by Reb Zeira, the Gadol Adar, sitting at the entranceway of the Beis Medrash, and as the Bachrim and the Yungalite are passing by, he's standing up for them, he's being mechabed them. He's not just being mechabed the Torah, but I think he was being mechazik, these Talmidei Chachamim. And we just mentioned, Eitz Chaim hi lemachzikim ba. We spoke at the Oilas Ephraim in the raid the other day, that lemachzikim ba doesn't just mean someone that writes a check and he supports Torah. Of course it means that. Zvulin is the machzik Torah. But it also means someone that encourages, someone that's mechazik, pushing another person to learn Torah. And when a person's mechazik another person to learn Torah, said the Eilas Ephraim, that's included in Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Ba. So Reb Zeira wanted to have a chelik in Torah. He's not just being mechabit Torah. Being mechabit Torah, so you could stand up by Vayihibin Soya Aroin. You stand up by Hagba. No, that's not what he's doing. Reb Zeira was doing more than that. He was being mechazik lomdei Torah. And by being mechazik lomdei Torah, now you're in the geshäft of Zvulun. Now we're ready. You're literally being machzik Torah. It's Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Ba. So Reb Zeira was able to learn Torah. He learned Torah. Then it was at a point where it was hard for him to even learn halacha, since that he learned Agadata. Then he got to the point where even that he couldn't do. So Reb Zeira said, okay, Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Ba. At the very least, let me be machzik Torah. Similar to what the Gemara says in Soita, Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara says, Noshim b'may zachyan. And the Gemara says, the women, their schus is in the Agra, the Makrin, Umasnaim Bonayu, Venatra Lula Gavrayu, Ad Asami Bein Bedrasha. Right, in the Schada, they take care of the children, they take care of their husbands. That's Hachzokas HaTorah 101. And because of that, they have a real chelik in Talmud Torah. And that's what Reb Zeira wanted. Reb Zeira wanted to have a chelik, not just covered at Torah. No, this is Torah. It's Hachzokas HaTorah.